This meditation will cover the Sagittarius new moon that takes place Tuesday, November 29th, 2016, 4:18 a.m. Pacific time. Get comfortable, close your eyes, and let your breathing be easy and full, but relaxed. Notice what it is that is happening in your body, what it feels like to be in your body. If you find a twitch or an itch or hunger or a bit of an ache or a pain, decide that it is fine. Scan each part of your body a little more closely this time. Notice each part in turn. Connect each part of your body together. And make or renew a commitment to yourself to listen to your body. Also to cultivate an awareness of what is happening in your body every day. Now send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root or first chakra down into the earth. On your inhales, breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Always remember that the earth is available to you to ground in this way 24/7. And cultivating a relationship with your body, deepening, cultivating, strengthening, is in fact about moving the center of gravity of your consciousness to your body. When you do that, you're able to bring through the wisdom of the earth. Your body already contains in your root chakra the wisdom of the cycles of nature. So decide, please, that you're willing to do whatever you need to do to explore and get closer to being more comfortable in your body on a daily basis. Now, please decide that any stress or tension you may have carried into this meditation, anything that may have been brewing the last few days, the last few weeks, or even the debris from any longer-term issues you have been working with for months or years, please decide that it is all right for you to surrender them and let them go. Cultivating that awareness of your body involves this practice daily. Now, please decide that the energies of other people that you may have picked up today, the last few weeks, the last few months, and or any old debris that you've been working with for months or years, anything that's ready to go, anything that doesn't belong to you, decide that it cannot possibly help you define who you are. Decide that those energies must leave, even if you are to be connected to those people and wish to remain so. Next, decide please that in this moment, everything is fine and I am safe. Once more. In this moment, everything is fine, and I am safe. I am safe enough to relax. I am safe enough to release the tension, the energies and attitudes and expectations of others. I am safe enough to relax and open my heart in a few minutes. Put your attention on this energy from the earth coming up into your body. Let it fill your entire body on every breath. Relax, open the root and the openings in the feet, and draw this energy fully up into your body, skipping no breath. Continue breathing in this way as I describe how I view the themes of this new moon in Sagittarius, as well as a handful of aspects, so you understand the energies in play. First, as always, a new moon is for a new beginning, to plant a new seed, just to plant a new intention and then nurture it over time, to allow something to be birthed. You don't always know what it is, but set your intentions for quality of life, quality of experience. You might have a more specific intention, and that's fine, but sometimes with a new moon, you don't know precisely what it is that will end up happening or how it will unfold. And this is a time of magic, where the moon is invisible and then it becomes visible again. This moment between, this moment ending the old cycle. There is magic here for intention, for holding an intention, what you will birth, what you will create, what energies, in other words, you wish to make manifest in the world in your life. The sign of Sagittarius is about developing or pursuing belief. It is about taking risks. It is about believing in yourself. It is about optimism, pessimism. It is about developing, recovering, or finding faith. You have, for context, had the planet Saturn transiting through this sign, asking you to evaluate what's true. Where does this belief come from? Why do I believe this thing? Does my belief serve me? Am I working to manifest my beliefs or somebody else's? Am I held back by my beliefs? Will be a question or a theme for many during this almost 3-year transit of Saturn through Sagittarius. How are my beliefs serving me? And then to get the reality check that what is happening in your life is in fact manifestation of what you believed, what you have believed, what you do believe. And then the challenge of changing the manifestation by changing the belief, which confronts habit, comfort zone, and some of your most deeply held assumptions that, when actually looked at and analyzed, do not serve you. So you have been living through a reality check about your beliefs. Saturn is a planet of reality checking. So here we have a new moon, allowing a new belief. allowing optimism, allowing yourself to accept pessimism, understand the sources, and move beyond it as needed. When Sagittarius energy is strong in a person or in a time, some people will feel shame about being pessimistic. My invitation to you is to continue evaluating your feelings, your needs, your assumptions, your thoughts. These lead you to unravel karmas, which are beliefs that have been shaped and cemented as a result of multiple lifetimes of real world experience. So if you find yourself pessimistic as a rule, make a commitment to cease judging yourself for that. If you are deeply pessimistic, you have the capacity to be deeply optimistic. They go hand in hand. Which side of the fence someone chooses to fall toward or on or in, on any given day or week or month or year, has much to do with conditioning as well as the multi-life conditioning of karma. So wherever you are, regarding belief, faith, hope, optimism, make a commitment to yourself to accept it and endeavor to work through whatever is stuck. To bring love and healing and acceptance and compassion and forgiveness to what needs it within you. To those parts of you who carry the pain that leads to a loss of faith, pessimism, a lack of risk, a lack of confidence and belief in yourself, a dearth or an absence of belief that life is working with you, that you have guides, that you have helpers, that you are part of the vast web, the conspiracy of love between souls to help each other grow. One of my invitations for you during this new moon in Sagittarius is to evaluate why you may not have faith that life is helpful, that others have your back, that others, all others in your life have been and always will be there to help you along your soul's evolutionary path. One of the pitfalls of Sagittarius is to become jaded. Another one is to refuse to see the negative and thereby becoming myopic with stars in the eyes and head in the clouds, to cease to be grounded, to cease to be in touch with reality as it is happening and unfolding in real time. To believe something so strongly that one cannot be reasoned with and cannot reason with oneself. These are some of the pitfalls. Overextension, massaging the truth, exaggerating. This can be a playful, fun joke activity. It can also be an avoidance of what is true. So I ask you not to decide that everything is fine, but to evaluate in you the parts, the voices, the threads of emotion who need to be healed by bringing in some faith and confidence, by bringing in some optimism to balance pessimism so that you are real, so that you are more realistic. Nothing is all good. Nothing is all bad. Yet you do have the opportunity every moment of every day to evaluate how you interpret what happens. More on this in a moment with one of the aspects. The first aspect to speak about is the conjunction to the asteroid Juno which is in the same degree. It's just a handful of minutes away from the new moon. Juno is about making a commitment. And so I invite you to check when you evaluate these parts and you hear from parts who don't have faith, who don't give others the benefit of the doubt, who don't give you yourself the benefit of the doubt, that you can improve things, that you should believe in yourself, these naysayers within you as well as those around you. When you identify these voices and threads of consciousness, inspire them to let go of their commitment to that identity that is so disempowering. And make a commitment to yourself to allow yourself to see things as they are, yet also have faith that life is working on your side. It's an interesting combination, this chemistry of Juno in Sagittarius, as one of the pitfalls of Sagittarius is too much belief, or belief too focused on what was expected to be true. All Juno healing involves recognizing that whatever you've chosen has taught you, and yet you can make a new choice if you need to. When it is time, you can. The next aspect to speak about, in fact, is kind of a double aspect. It is the transiting south node of the moon in Pisces, conjunct Neptune, square the lunation. It's pretty tight with the south node. Evaluating belief, allowing yourself to have faith and hope. You are squared during this lunation by the reality that we are all connected together and that we feel each other's energies. Often a square from Neptune by transit or natally, or a natal transit, transit to your natal chart, involves finding out that there are limits and that you feel powerless, perhaps hopeless, in the face of the struggle to make something happen that you want to have happen. As if Neptune is the final arbiter of what is possible, because it is about the cosmos, all of creation, masses of people, things that may overpower you through wearing you down. You're just one person after all, and here you are working against something so big, something so overwhelming. How can I feel good being worn down or ground down by this impossibility? This is one of the difficult ways of experiencing a Neptune transit. Of course, the point is that you open to a higher truth and evaluate what it is you're doing and why. And Neptune is not inexplicable. If you come at it from your linear logical mind only, and you expect to be able to control reality, then Neptune is confusing. But when you adapt to the logic of the cosmos, of soul, of goddess and god, of all that is, of your guides, of how things actually work on the earth plane, then it makes sense. You attract what you need to experience. When you're done with it, it goes away. People, jobs, homes, friends, tools, experiences, opportunities, travel. Things come up when you need to have your perspective broadened and have you get in touch with something spiritual, you might say, divine, the numinous, something holy. And so here we have the planet that tells you Your mind cannot control everything. And in fact, Neptune says, your mind cannot control anything that's worth experiencing. And this planet, conjunct the Pisces transiting South Node, is square this lunation. So what, the question becomes, do you have faith in? If you feel optimistic, if you choose optimism, in other words, where does it come from? Why? What have you elevated to the status of truth and then let inform your beliefs? Is it true? What worldview, which is a Sagittarius idea, what worldview has been installed as the filter through which you decide to view reality? Are people trustworthy? Are they out to get you? Is the universe a kind place? Is the universe not a kind place? Do you have the potential to live the life you want? Why do you believe you don't have the potential to live the life you want? And there is, in this process, doing it correctly with Neptune's influence, a measure of what you might call soul searching. It's also conscience searching. It's also karmic searching for different parts of you who need to be heard from and integrated. It's time for some self-taught soul retrieval, hearing the parts of you who are unhappy. Why don't I have faith in myself? Why don't I have faith in life? Why do I expect something bad to happen? Why do I keep interpreting things in a negative light? The parts of you who can answer that have, again, been shaped over many lifetimes by real-world experience, including this life. But a lot of your unhappiness or jadedness, pessimism, hopelessness, loss of faith, this, a lot of it will be sourced in multiple lives, if you have it. A sense of powerlessness, hopelessness, these kinds of things are part and parcel of the human experience as souls live many lifetimes on Earth, trying to live the best way to be human, the best way to live in this plane, given what I said earlier. How it really works here is not, in fact, able to be controlled by your linear logical mind. And yet you have personality and you have ego. How do you heal when you lose faith? Your brain cannot do it. Your brain creates a story about why the thing happened, whether it blames you, your preparations, or blames other people, blames a cruel universe, a fickle god, whatever it is, a vengeful spirit or god or whatever. Your brain makes up a story. Here, during this new moon square Neptune and Pisces, you get to evaluate what's really true, where the belief came from, and is it true? Put your attention, please, on those cords into the earth and drawing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, and decide once again in this moment, everything is fine and I am safe. Decide. I am willing to see all that has been and is in my life as serving my soul's journey. Decide next, please. I am willing to receive reflection from life, others, the universe, about where I am in my journey, what I can release, what I can heal, and what I can embrace and own. And I want you at this point to consider, as you keep your attention on the cords into the earth and filling this supportive energy into your body, I want you to consider that at any time you can change your mind about what you believe. You do not need a crisis of faith, a dark night of the soul. You do not need to have something in your life that you love and are attached to demolished. If you stay in touch with what is true and check ego always, check mind, check the interpretations about why things happen the way they do, and work to bring love to the pessimism within you, to any loss of faith, to any doubt that you are already the divine. Bring compassion, acceptance, forgiveness, patience, kindness, generosity, the benefit of the doubt to these parts of you. This is your empowerment path in a nutshell. Just happens that during this lunation, it's about worldview, it's about belief, the lens through which you see the world and choose to interpret what happens. Next, I want you to decide, the entire human collective is my community. Decide that you are willing to give others the benefit of the doubt that they are here to help you. And understand that some of that help is painful. And when that pain comes and stings and opens something raw within you up to the sting of the outer air, recognize the divine truth that you are a divine being who is in process, and you need others to help stir you, nudge you, push you, shove you into fear and pain and doubt so that you may emerge, trusting your divine nature as the source of love for yourself. Now, regarding the breathing situation, please breathe in from above, from your crown and the root simultaneously, and draw that energy to your heart, your fourth chakra. Gently relax open the fourth on every exhale. Cleaning yourself out, flushing yourself out, bringing love to yourself. You are the source of love. Your empowerment journey rests upon you owning this and doing it, becoming it. Decide, please, that in this moment, I am safe enough to relax my heart open. Decide, please, as a divine work in progress, learning to go from fear into love, I am ready to release identities based in fear, doubt, pain, guilt, and shame. Decide, I am ready to work with and be grateful for the conspiracy of love of all souls, of all beings, who are showing me that my path to empowerment is to become the source of love for myself. Decide that all stress and tension that had been or has been brewing for days or weeks or months or years, the debris from old things you're trying to process, all of it. Decide you can no longer use that energy to tell you who you are, because you are a divine work in progress, learning to become the source of love for yourself. Decide that that stress and tension can leave. You don't need to hold it. You can visualize it going down through your legs and your root into the earth. You can visualize it evaporating. You can visualize it leaving through your heart as you exhale. Play with different things, whatever works for you is best. But your will to release it is everything. And next, decide that the energies of other people, of all people, of crowds, of the media, of friends, of coworkers, loved ones, pets, family, decide that you cannot possibly use the energies of others to tell you who you are. Decide to be free of them. Again, imagine them leaving through your heart. Imagine them evaporating, going down through the cords into the earth. Play with it. Whatever works for you is best. This brings us to the end of this channeled MP3 meditation. Be kind to yourself and all parts within you. Evaluate what you believe is true and recognize it may not be true. And give yourself and others the benefit of the doubt that you are works in progress, all participating equally in the conspiracy of love between souls to help each of you further your journeys. Take care.